Welcome to the CDH Conversations podcast. I am Pitane Nguna, a director in the Employment Law Department of the firm. For this podcast, I'll be discussing the Draft National Migration Policy and Employment Services Amendment Bill. These were published for public comment by the Minister of Employment and Labour on 28 February 2022. Comments can be submitted until 28 May 2022. Fundamentally, the Employment Services Amendment Bill seeks to deal with the regulation of the employment of foreign nationals, loosely termed labor migration. Now, what are some of the fundamental principles that this bill seeks to introduce? One of the underpinning purposes of what will then be the amended act is the facilitation and regulation of the employment of foreign nationals in a manner that protects the constitutional right to fair labor practices and does not adversely impact existing labor standards or the rights and expectations of South African workers. Importantly, the bill introduced the concept of workers, which moves away from drawing a distinction between South African citizens and non-South African citizens. It then refers to everybody who renders a service as a worker or an employee. In regulating or facilitating the employment of foreign nationals, the bill also seeks to do this in a manner that does not adversely impact the availability of critical skills within the South African labor market. That is, either to facilitate the recruitment of critical skills or to retain them. Finally, it also seeks to promote work opportunities for South African employees and workers. Once again, removing the previous distinction between South African citizens and non-South African citizens by simply referring to anyone who legally renders services in South Africa as an employee or a worker. The Act will also regulate and facilitate the employment of South Africans abroad, as well as their integration and re-employment when they return to South Africa. Now, on to some of the very key provisions that employers across South Africa need to be mindful of once this bill becomes an act. Firstly, what I referred to earlier as the definition of a worker, which has been spelled out as any person who works for another, receives or is entitled to receive payment for the work they do, whether such payment is in money or in kind. So the status of whether or not you are a worker is no longer limited to you receiving monetary compensation for your services. You could also be paid in kind. And also importantly, the fact that you have not been remunerated does not disqualify you from being categorized as a worker, provided that you were entitled to receive payment for the work you've done. A second key provision in the Employment Services Amendment Bill is foreign national. Now, this has been defined as an individual who is not a South African citizen, however, may have a permanent residence permit issued in terms of the Immigration Act or is recognized as a refugee under the Refugees Act. It also takes the definition further by stating that such a person could also be permitted to render services in South Africa in terms of any other legislation or international agreement that is binding on South Africa. This draws on from the Constitution. Now, what are the employer obligations that employers across South Africa need to be mindful of when they employ foreign nationals? Importantly, such an employer must firstly ascertain that the person they are seeking to employ or have already employed is entitled to work in South Africa. So that may be under the Immigrations Act or under the Refugees Act or any other permitting legislation. Secondly, they need to also ascertain that that person is entitled or permitted to render the specific kind of work they have employed them to do. Thirdly, the employer needs to satisfy themselves that there is no other person in South Africa. Again, you need not be a South African citizen. You simply need to be authorized to be rendering services in South Africa. Now, the employer needs to ascertain themselves that no other person, other than the foreign national they are seeking to employ, has the requisite skills to fill the vacancy before recruiting and employing the foreign national. A further important obligation is the preparation of a skills transfer plan in respect of any position in which a foreign national is to be employed. This is very important because it needs to happen before the vacancy is filled and there needs to be an actual plan that is formulated. Another obligation is not to employ a foreign national on terms and conditions that are inferior to those given to South African citizens, permanent residents, or those who have been provided or allowed refugee status. This is quite an important provision because it seeks to protect foreign nationals against exploitation as well as unfair discrimination. Simply because you are a foreign national does not entitle your employer to distinguish your terms and conditions of employment from those who are South African citizens, permanent residents, or refugees. Finally, all employers will be required to keep copies of all documents showing that the foreign nationals they have employed in their companies are lawfully entitled to be employed in South Africa. This is also a critical requirement because the DG or inspector of the Department of Employment and Labor can actually conduct an audit and ask for these documents. So it will be very important that once somebody is being recruited, they need to produce either the permanent residence, refugee status, or any other documentation that shows that they are lawfully entitled to work in South Africa. A further key aspect of this bill is the introduction of quotas for the employment of foreign nationals. Simply, what the bill provides is that the minister may specify quotas for the employment of foreign nationals in any sector by issuing a notice in the Government Gazette. Quotas will apply to either one or more sectors, to occupational categories, apply nationally, or even apply to one or more regions within a specified sector. The notice so issued by the minister must specify the period within which any existing employer or newly established employer must comply with the quotas. A key provision in relation to the issuing of such a notice on the quotas is that it will exclude small employers. What constitutes a small employer will be defined in the notice. The minister, in issuing the quotas, must take into account the purposes of the Employment Services Act, availability of requisite skills in South Africa, including critical skills, consider whether these are available among South African citizens, permanent residents, or refugees. Finally, the minister would also have to take into account South Africa's obligation to permit foreign nationals to work in terms of any international agreement to which South Africa is a party and is bound by in terms of Section 231 of the Constitution. Now, the requirement or the issuing of quotas will not be inflexible. In certain instances, employers may exceed the prescribed quotas. However, they may only do so if the filling of the position is done by somebody who possesses critical skills or they have applied for and were granted an exemption by the minister. These are some of the things that will be dealt with once the notice has been published by the minister providing or stipulating the quotas. Now, what are some of the consequences for employing someone in contravention with what will then be the amended act? The foreign national who's been employed will be permitted to enforce any claim they may have in terms of any statute of South Africa, a collective agreement, or a contract of employment against their employer. They may also hold the employer liable in terms of any other applicable law. Finally, the labor inspector or a bargaining council agent may, in fact, enforce these rights on their behalf. The bill then goes on to deal with some of the prohibited acts in respect of the employment of foreign nationals. It stipulates that an employer may not require or permit a foreign national to perform work that is not authorized by their visa or permit. They may also not engage in any work that contravenes their visa provisions, permit, or any statute of the country. The Employment Services Amendment Bill recognizes digital labor platforms as employers. This will be introduced as a new Section 50 capital A. The bill defines a digital labor platform as an electronic entity that enables the provision of work or services by one person to another within the Republic. In order for such a digital platform to be considered an employer, payment or terms and conditions of the work or services that are to be rendered must be determined by that digital labor platform, and it must also remunerate the worker who's rendering those services. Once those two requirements are met, the digital labor platform will be recognized as an employer. That concludes the podcast discussion.
The views and information expressed are those of the contributors at the time of publication and do not necessarily present those of the firm. All content is provided for general purposes only and does not constitute legal advice. We make no representations, warranties, or guarantees, whether expressed or implied, that the content on our podcast is accurate, complete, up-to-date, or reflects the current law. We accept no responsibility for any loss or damage, whether direct or consequential, arising from reliance on the information which is presented here.